We are in book of Jeremiah, chapter 36. God gives grace, we will finish 37 also. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 36, starting from verse 1.
And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel and against Judah and against all the nations, from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day.
Here the word of God is saying, Jeremiah, whatever I said to you, you write it down in the book. Actually, it's a scroll. Write it on the scroll and start writing from the day Josiah was the king. From that time until today, whatever I said, you write it down. And so that was the command. This time, Jeremiah is in the prison. So he calls maybe Baruch is looks like his secretary. But at the same time, Baruch is not an ordinary man. He's a scribe. When you say scribe, is a highly educated in the scriptures. They write the scripture, they read the scripture, they study the scriptures. Verse 3.
It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called to Baruch the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Therefore go thou and read in the roll, which thou hast written from my mouth, the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord, and will return every one from his evil way, for great is the anger and the fury that the Lord hath pronounced against this people.
Jeremiah is saying it, Baruch is writing with the ink. And he said, the time is right when the people come for fasting and prayer. They bring their prayer request. At that time, if you read this scroll, sometimes they might repent and they might change their heart. And then if they do that, God will not bring the punishment for them. This was a good time. People come, fast and pray, and listen to the word of God. Now, I don't know how many hours they had to listen. This is just like a book. And now he gave him, Baruch, the command to do this. See what happens. Verse 8.
And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. Then read Baruch in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan the scribe, in the higher court at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, in the ears of all the people. When Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all the words of the Lord, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber. And lo, all the princes sat there, even Elisham the scribe, and Deliah the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan the son of Achbor, and Gemariah the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared unto them all the words that he had heard, when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Jehudiah the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushai, unto Baruch, saying, Take in thine hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch the son of Neriah took the roll in his hand and came unto them. And they said unto him, Sit down now and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears.
First of all, the book was read when the people came for fasting. Everybody heard it. And all the scribes, all the highly educated people, they heard it. And now when they heard these things, they want to hear again. So they are telling Baruch, why don't you come And now we talk to all the princes and all the highly educated people in the Word of God, and we want to listen one more time. So now they are calling him. Baruch didn't say anything. Hey, I read the word. You didn't listen. But they wanted to listen again and again and again to make sure that they heard it properly. So they're saying, come here, sit with us, and read it again. He's trying to read again. Verse 16.
Now it came to pass when they had heard all the words, they were afraid both one and other, and said unto Baruch, we will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Baruch, saying, tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth?
Now, when they heard it, they got scared. This is all a scary thing. The enemy is going to come. Enemy is going to destroy you, burn down your city. All of these things are written in this book. So they are scared, and they are trying to tell the Baruch, we heard these words, and this is a scary thing. But we want the king to listen to these things. So now we are going to tell the king about this book. And that's what they were saying. Let's read the verse 18.
Then Baruch answered them, he pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book.
Now they are asking, Baruch, you are not the prophet. You are just a scribe. And how you got this book? He said, God spoke to Jeremiah. Jeremiah told me, and I wrote it down. This is not my word. This is the word of God, given by the prophet. And so, this is what I read. Verse 19.
Then said the princes unto Baruch, go hide thee, thou unto Jeremiah, to let no man know where ye be.
Now these people, they heard it, and they are saying to Baruch, as we go and tell the king, king will be so mad, and king will kill you and maybe Jeremiah. So we are advising you, you people run away somewhere and hide yourself. Now at that time, Jeremiah is in prison. Jeremiah said, I cannot come because I'm in prison. You go and read. Now, we don't know how it happened. When those people said, take the Jeremiah and yourself and hide somewhere, otherwise king is going to kill you. I don't know, they gave him the key, or somebody came and opened the prison door for Jeremiah, or God automatically opened the door and Baruch and Jeremiah ran away. Now they ran away somewhere, even though these people told them, go and hide yourself somewhere. But these people also didn't know where these people hid, because as we read a little bit further, the word of God says, God hid them. When God hides you, nobody can see you. We read in Colossians chapter 3, he says, we are hidden in Christ. If you are hidden in Christ, enemy cannot find you. Enemy cannot do any harm to you. So we have to be in Christ, then enemy cannot do anything. Now these people, they said, go somewhere and hide yourself. Now both of them went somewhere and God hid them. Let's read the verse 20.
And they went in to the king, into the court, but they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elisha the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elisha the scribe's chamber, and Jehudi read it in the ears of the king, and in the ears of all the princes which stood beside the king. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him.
Now listen, this king is very luxurious king. He has summer house and a winter house. Now this is the month of December or November. November, December month. This is a ninth month of Jewish calendar. So now it's a very cold, wintry day. So king is warming up. The fire is burning. And he wants to listen the scroll. This Yehudi reading the scroll for the king. Let's see what happens. Verse 23.
And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, he cut it with a penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words.
Okay, now see what happened here. The scroll was read in front of king. King got mad. He had the penknife and he took the scroll and burned it in the fire. And the word of God says not a single person was scared. You know, before that, some of the scribes, they were scared and they said, let's go to the king and king will hear it and king will be mad and the king will kill you people, so run away. But when they came to the king and the people who are sitting beside the king and all other princes and some scribe, they heard it and there was no change of heart. Nobody was afraid. Nobody said, this is horrible thing, something is going to happen to us, let's repent. Nothing. Instead of that, man took the scroll, cut it and burned it in the fire. Not only little bit, the word of God says whole scroll was burned, and each and every person heard the word, but there is no change of heart. See, some of the people, they heard it once, twice, three times, but no change of heart. That's the way people do today. The word of God comes to them, but they never repent, they never change, and they keep on doing what they have to do. But some people, just like King, let's read 2 King chapter 22 verse 11. This king, when he heard the book, he repented.
And it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the book of the law that he rent his clothes.
We can read the whole thing, but we don't have time. So when the king heard these things, he tore his clothes and he repented. But this king has no repentance, no fear of God, and burning the scroll in the fire. Some other people, the scribe told them, there are three scribes, saying, please, king, don't burn it. He didn't listen. Let's go back to the Jeremiah chapter 36, starting from verse 25.
Nevertheless, Elnathan and Deliah and Gemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. But the king commanded Jeremiel, the son of Hamalek, and Sariah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdel, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord hid them.
See, here he's saying, bring the Jeremiah here, because he wanted to kill him. I think he would have killed the Baruch and the Jeremiah. Go and find those people and we are going to kill them. But the word of God says, Lord hid them. So they could not find Jeremiah. If you remember, we were reading in Jeremiah chapter 26. Let's read the verse 20 to 24. There we see the king wanted to kill Jeremiah, and there is another person. The one person got scared and ran to Egypt. You remember listening to that? And then king says, go and bring him. And they bought him. They killed him. Please read.
And there was also a man that prophesied in the name of the Lord, Urijah the son of Shemaiah of Kirjath-Jearim, who prophesied against the city and against this land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim the king, with all his mighty men and all the princes, heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Urijah heard it, he was afraid and fled and went into Egypt. And Jehoiakim the king sent men into Egypt, namely Elnathan the son of Achbor, and certain men with him into Egypt. And they fetched forth Urijah out of Egypt, and brought him unto Jehoiakim the king, who slew him with the sword, and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. Nevertheless, the hand of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death.
Okay, now see what happened here. So Uriah the man was preaching like Jeremiah, and king wanted to kill both of them. Jeremiah stayed in the city, but the other guy ran to Egypt. He thought, I will be safe there. But king sent some people, bought him, killed him, and threw his body. Means he did not care about this person or his life, even though he was preaching the word. They wanted to kill Jeremiah, but the people somehow helped Jeremiah, and they did not allow him to be killed. See, when the trouble comes, people run away thinking they can survive. But if God is not with you, you cannot survive. The trouble comes, you call upon Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Now Jeremiah stayed there, and Jeremiah was not killed. But this time, king says, I want Jeremiah and Baruch. Bring them. And he wanted to kill them. But they said, we cannot find them because God hid them. Go back to the Jeremiah, chapter 36, starting from verse 27.
Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after that the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, take thee again another roll and write in it all the former words that were in the first roll which Jehoiakim the king of Judah hath burned. And thou shalt say to Jehoiakim king of Judah, thus saith the Lord, thou hast burned this roll, saying, why hast thou written therein? Saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast.
Destroy the scroll, burn the scroll. And he thought, now what's going to happen? When you burn the writing, then nothing is going to happen. But the word of God says, the God's word is eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away. Psalm 119 verse 89 says, the God's word is eternal, is settled in heaven. And Matthew chapter 24 verse 35, Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. People can burn the Bible, they can throw it, they can trash it. That doesn't mean the word of God is going to be vanished away. How many people are burning the Bibles? The word of God has power. So he thought, will I burn the scripture? Everything will be fine. Today people don't read the Bible. Why? Because they are scared. The Bible is like a mirror. Bible, when you look at the Bible, Bible tells you your fault. That's why some people do not read the Bible. Bible can change your life. That's why Saudi Arabia and other countries, they don't want Bible. Bible is the word of God. And so he destroyed the scroll, but still God says to Jeremiah, go ahead, write it again. So Jeremiah didn't say, what is use? I wrote it and these people didn't listen. Why should I write? You remember Moses? God gave him 10 commandments. He was bringing the commandment. As he brought the commandment and people are committing sin, worshipping that idol, and he got mad and he destroyed those commandments. God was not mad, because God said to Moses again, come up and I'll give the same commandment. God is not tired of giving the word. We should not be tired of giving the word. Sometimes people are scared to hear it, or they are afraid to hear it. They don't want to listen because word of God points out their sins. But here the Bible says, God says to Jeremiah, go ahead, write some more, whatever I told you before. Verse 30.
Therefore thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost.
Now listen what happened to this king. He was sitting in the palace, comfortably, having the winter house, fire burning. He has a fireplace, but it's not a modern, the old kind of fireplace. They will bring the bucket and put the coals and everything, and then it will be bringing some heat. So he was having comfortable life. Here the word of God is saying, you know what? You will be killed and you will be thrown out of your house. No more comfort. Now your body will be out in the street. Now what will happen? Sun comes scorching and your body will be scorched, burned in the sun. And when the night comes, it'll be freezing cold and your body will be frozen. You burn the scroll, this will be your punishment. You will be burning and cooling and burning and cooling, and nobody will help you. So if you go against the word of God, one of these days it will catch up with you. Okay, verse 31.
And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they hearkened not.
You did not hear the word of God. There is another punishment coming. Not only your body will be heated by sun and frosting in the winter time, in the night time, but another curse is coming. Not a single person from your family be a king again. He had a son called Coniah. He only be king for 3 months, and that's it. After that, he was taken to Babylon. After that, nobody from his family became a king. Okay, verse 32.
Then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire, and there were added besides unto them many like words.
Jeremiah told this Baruch again, let's write. And he wrote everything. Not only that, he says God gave him more words to add to that scroll. And here is the chapter finishes. Now just think, we heard Jeremiah and Baruch were hiding somewhere. Nobody can find them. They were free. Nobody can destroy them because God was watching over them. And now they wrote another scroll. You see what happens? The chapter 36 finishes here. Chapter 37, we start with verse 1.
And King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah.
Now see here. Josiah's son, Jehoiachin, or you can call Coniah, only was king for 3 months, and then he was taken to the Babylon. Now the Babylonian king comes and makes the Zedekiah a king. Let's read in the 2 Kings, chapter 24, verses 17 to 19. This Babylonian king made him a king and even changed his name. Let's read. 2 Kings 24, 17 to 19.
And the king of Babylon made Mattaniah, his father's brother, king in his stead and changed his name to Zedekiah.
Okay, brother king means 37 chapter. is Zedekiah, the son of Josiah. Jehoiakim also was the son of Josiah. So, when God cursed Jehoiakim, your children cannot be king, and he was destroyed. So his brother, what was his name? Mattaniah. Mattaniah was his name, but the king, Nebuchadnezzar, comes, changes his name to Zedekiah, and made him a king in Jerusalem. Okay, let's go back to the Jeremiah 37, verse 2.
But neither he, nor his servants, nor the people of the land did hearken unto the words of the Lord which he spake by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Pray now unto the Lord our God for us.
King Zedekiah, his people, they don't listen to God. But what they say, hey, Jeremiah, come and pray for us. Do you know something like that? Your neighbor, your friend, do not go to church. Do not listen to God. But when you go into church, hey, could you please pray for me? Have a prayer because we need a prayer. That's the way the king is doing. He is thinking Jeremiah has a duty as a pastor or as a prophet. He has to pray. So come and pray for us. But we don't want to change. You can pray for us, but we do not want to give our heart to the Lord. If somebody like that tells you, pray for me, what you do? You just pray. I would not pray. I would tell that person, I'm going to pray for you. What is your problem? Whatever the problem they say, okay, let's call upon Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Give your heart to the Lord. Ask God to forgive your sins and make Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If they say, oh no, we cannot do that, then I cannot pray. Then you can go to your prayer closet and pray for that person. But don't pray for that person if he doesn't want to give his heart or doesn't want to believe. But here, Zedekiah is saying, hey Jeremiah, could you come and pray for us? What is the prayer? Pray that Babylonian kings should not come and they should not destroy us and we should not be leaving our country. That's his prayer. Let's read verse 4.
Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for they had not put him into prison.
See, here the Jeremiah was free. They did not look for him to put in a prison. He's a free man. Okay, verse 5.
Then Pharaoh's army was come forth out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans that besieged Jerusalem heard tidings of them, they departed from Jerusalem.
Now what happened here? This Zedekiah had some friendship. It's not in this book, but you have to read in Kings. What he did, he had some friendship with the Egyptian people and told the Egyptian people, when the Chaldean comes, Chaldean means Babylonian people come, you help us. So, Egyptian army came and fought with the Babylonian armies, and they were defeated, they were wounded, and they left the city. They did not take the city at that particular time. Let's read verse 6.
Then came the word of the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, thus shall you say to the king of Judah, that sent you unto me to inquire of me, Behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come forth to help you, shall return to Egypt into their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come again and fight against the city, and to take it and burn it with fire.
Now see, Jeremiah told before, the people from Babylon will come, they will burn your city with fire. But didn't happen because he got some help from Egypt. And so the Egyptian people scared this Babylonian people and they ran away. And now he's asking Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, hey, listen. Don't think that what I said originally, that Chaldeans coming and destroying the city, and city will be burned with fire. Because you got some help from Egypt, that doesn't mean Egyptian will be helping you for all the time. Whatever I said is going to happen. But see, when this kind of situation, you lose faith. You said Jeremiah said something, nothing happened, we got a help, and those people were defeated. What Jeremiah is saying is not right. And so they didn't listen to the Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, listen, those people are defeated, they went back, but they are wounded warriors. When you wound somebody and don't kill properly, what that person does? He comes and does revenge. So these people are wounded, they will come back, and they will destroy you, but they didn't listen. Verse 9.
Thus saith the Lord, deceive not yourselves, saying the Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. For though ye had smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans that fight against you, and there remained but wounded men among them, yet should they rise up every man in his tent, and burn the city with fire. And it came to pass that when the army of the Chaldeans was broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to separate himself thence in the midst of the people.
The Egyptian people scared the Babylonian army, and they ran away. That's why King Zedekiah got confused. He could not believe what the Jeremiah is saying. And who appointed this man? Babylonian King Nebuchadnezzar made this Zedekiah as a king. So he should be a little bit loyal. He brings some other people as a helper and fight with a Babylonian. That will not go well. If you remember earlier chapter, God said to Zedekiah, you know what? You're going to go to Babylon. Don't fight. I will take you there, and you will be living in peace, and you will have a good funeral like your forefathers. People will be putting incense and things like that, and your life will be very happy, and you go in peace. That's what God's advice for him. But he did not listen. Later on, you will be learning Babylonian king, when they really come and return, according to Jeremiah, this king, Zedekiah, should be staying in there. When the Babylonian kings comes, they are not going to destroy him, because they are the one kept him as a king. And he was safe. But he is a crooked man going against Babylonian king. You will be learning later on. The king says, well, you deceived me. This is your punishment. That's why he lost his eyes. So we have to learn, when the prophet is saying, armies are coming, Chaldean will come, don't think that you got the help from Egyptian, so you will be safe. Today or tomorrow, Chaldeans will come. If you see the history, Babylonian people defeated Egyptians. And then they also defeated Jerusalem. Okay, let's read verse 13.
And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the ward was there, whose name was Arijah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah. And he took Jeremiah the prophet, saying, thou fallest away to the Chaldeans.
Now see, verse 12, Jeremiah goes to the place, land of Benjamin. And where he's going? In the land of Benjamin, there is a place called Anathoth. And if you remember, God told Jeremiah to buy the land in Anathoth. And his uncle's son came That time Jeremiah was in prison and sold the land. We just learned earlier chapter. Now Jeremiah is a free man. We learned even king could not find him. Now he's a free man. Now what is he doing? Instead of keeping quiet, he's going to the Benjamin's land where he bought the land, and he wants to check out the land. What is use? You're going to go in exile. This land, you cannot use it. But he said, hey, this is my chance. I'm a free man. I'm going to go and check my land and see what is happening. As soon as he goes there, the gatekeeper saw him and arrested him. Say, hey, why are you arresting me? We are arresting you because you are with the Chaldeans. You are with the Nebuchadnezzar king. Because Egyptian people came and helped us, and Chaldean people ran away. But you coming and telling, no, Chaldeans are coming back. And they are going to destroy you. From that they understood he is Babylonian person, or he is defecting, taking the side of Babylonian and trying to destroy us. Any ordinary person will think, why he's taking Babylonian side? So they arrested him. Let's read verse 14.
Then said Jeremiah, it is false, I fall not away to the Chaldeans. But he hearkened not to him, so Arijah took Jeremiah and brought him to the princes.
You are with the Chaldeans. He said, no, I'm not with Chaldeans. They said, we don't believe you. So they drag him to the princes, means higher authorities. Now, free man, he had no problem going to see the land, so he get into the problem. He would not be able to go and plant anything or do anything. Why he has to go? God did not tell him, go and survey your land. I gave it to you. Now you are free. But this is what happened. We create our own problems. There was no problem for Jeremiah. He was a free man. King was not able to find him. So he should be thankful to God and do his business. But now he went to see the land. He got arrested. Now he dragged to the princes and see what they're going to do to him. Verse 15.
Wherefore the princes were wroth with Jeremiah and smote him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison.
See, they beat him up and put him in a prison and put him in a stock. That prison was so bad, like an underground prison. So now this was his condition, and now he's in prison. And the word of God says he was there for many days. Please, verse 16.
When Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days.
Now see, for no reason, for no need of going there, and going there in the trouble, and now he got beaten up and he got into prison. This is what happens. Sometimes some children, they want freedom. Just walk around. Walk around, go around, go to neighborhood and check something. There is no need of doing that, but they get into trouble. So here is the Jeremiah, for no reason, wandering and looking for a land. He was not able to find the land. He was not able to go there, but he was arrested, beaten up, and put it in the prison, and a horrible prison, because you will know what Jeremiah says later on. He was there for many days. I don't know, many days or many months. So even the days, one day will look like a year when you are in pain. So he was suffering there, didn't know what to do. So see what happens, how he comes out of it. Verse 17.
Then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out, and the king asked him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is, for, said he, thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon.
Now the king calls him, bring him out of the prison. And he said, hey, Jeremiah, do you have any word from the Lord? Now Jeremiah told him many, many times. Last time, you remember, he said, come and pray for us. Now he says, I want to hear any word from the Lord. He said, yes, there is a word. And then he gives him a message. Let's read the verse 18.
Moreover, Jeremiah said unto King Zedekiah, what have I offended against thee, or against thy servants, or against this people, that ye have put me in prison? Where are now your prophets which prophesied unto you, saying, the king of Babylon shall not come against you, nor against this land? Therefore hear now, I pray thee, O my lord the king, let my supplication, I pray thee, be accepted before thee, that thou cause me not to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there.
Okay, now here Jeremiah comes. What Jeremiah says, you know what? I already told you what's going to happen. And I want to ask you a question. Where are those prophets? Where are those people who are false prophesying that you will be not going to Babylon and the Babylonian people will not come and destroy this country or destroy this city? Where are those people? Even though he made the king mad, king would have given him punishment. Why are you not talking to me properly? I told him, do you have any word? Instead of giving word, you're telling me, where is my prophet and where are the other people, soothsayers and this and that. But the king didn't say anything. King was a little bit afraid of Jeremiah. Why? Because God had the favor with Jeremiah. Even though Jeremiah did foolish thing. Now Jeremiah is talking to the king. He says, king, you told me to pray. You told me to say what God's word is. Now I have a request. This is my prayer. Please, don't send me that prison anymore. That prison was in Jonathan the scribe's house. Don't send me there. If you send me there, I will be dead. Now, if the king is angry, king would say, okay, you don't listen to me. You don't give me a favorable answer. Go back to that prison and die. But when he says to king, this is my supplication, this is my prayer, please don't allow me to go to that prison again. See what the king says, verse 21.
Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street until all the bread in the city were spent. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison.
Now this is the court of the prison. This is the king's house. Some of the palace, some room there. And he said, okay, keep him there and give him the food from the bakery. And so daily food give until the food is finished. And so there is the chapter finishes. So from this we know what God says he does. Sometime kings, they make mistakes. Sometime children of God, they make mistakes. But God is still loving and kind. God did not say to Jeremiah, Jeremiah, I set you free. I hid you. Nobody was able to kill you. And your job was just the writing the book and preaching the word. Why are you wandering here and there? And now you are in a prison. You're going to die in the prison. God did not do that. Jeremiah was in the king's palace prison. This was not a horrible place. And he got a food, he got a shelter. So here our chapter finishes. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace. Thank you for keeping us, protecting us, and supplying our needs. Give us grace to live for you and for your glory. be with us, sanctify us. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Please be seated.